उत्पन्न महापुरुष परंग विजयती श्री कृष्ण संकीत ऑल ग्लोरी टू द चैंटिंग ऑफ द होली नेम ऑफ लॉर्ड कृष्ण. दिस इज द पार्टिक ऑफ वैदिक लिटरेचर ऑल्सो. When Parikshit Maharaj was talking to Sukhdev Goswami, he described the varieties of follies in this age of Kali Yuga. But he pointed out that there is one great benediction in this age. Kalo dosa nidhe rajan asti eka mahan guna. The quality of Kali Yuga is just like an ocean of miserable conditions. But there is one great opportunity. What is that? Kirtana deva krishna mukta sangha parambhaja. Simply by chanting the holy name of Lord Krishna, one becomes liberated and is elevated to the highest perfection of life. Kirtanadeva Krishna Mukta Sangha Parangaya. The Lord Chaitanya preached the Kirtana Kirtan and he ordered every Indian, it is the duty of every Indian, we should be very much proud of becoming Indians to take our birth on the holy land of India. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Bharat humite manushya janma haila jat. Anyone who has taken birth in this holy land of Bharat Bhakti, janma sattva kari. Just make your life perfect and distribute the knowledge all over the world. Janma sarthak kari paro paro pokar. Paro pokar. India is meant for doing welfare activities to the world. But we are perverse. We are trying to imitate the Western countries and technology. And we have thrown out our Vedic treasure house, our transcendental knowledge treasure house. So, my Guru Maharaj ordered me long, long ago, when I was 25 years old, my Guru Maharaj ordered me to go to the foreign countries and preach Lord Chaitanya's message. But somehow or other I could not assimilate his order until I was 70 years old. But it was better late than never. So also I was trying how to make a successful tool for preaching Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's message. So, by the grace of my Guru Maharaj and by your blessing, I went to the Western country and I received very good response. Very good response. I went there empty-handed with 30 rupees in my pocket and a return ticket by the Indian Signal Hilton Company. And for 1 year, I had no place to live. I had no money to eat. Still, I was going here and there. Then in 1966, I went in America in 1965, after struggling for 1 year, in 1966, I incorporated this Krishna Consciousness, International Society for Krishna Consciousness. So, some of our friends suggested, why not make God Consciousness Society? And no, Krishna Consciousness. If I make God consciousness, that is a big God. Krishna to Bhagavan Sam. Krishna to Bhagavan Sam. Ishvara Parama Krishna. Therefore, distinctly it will be the society for Krishna consciousness. So these boys, when I started my class, 26 Second Avenue, some of the students were coming, and then I started my kirtan at the Tom Simpson Square, sitting on the ground floor. These boys and the girls were coming. That was the first publicity made in the New York Times about my kirtan, and gradually developed. Next bank was opened at San Francisco, then at Montreal, then at Boston, Buffalo. In this way, now we have 65 branches all over the world. At each branch, there are a maximum 200 devotees like these, and minimum 25 devotees at least. And each branch at Los Angeles was spending $20,000 per month, which is in Indian exchange, 2 lakh. Similarly, we are spending $10,000 in New York. In this way, we have to spend 7 lakh rupees per month for maintaining all these branches. And we have got big publications like this. When I went to the Western countries, I wrote only 3 volumes of Srimad Bhagavatam in the temple of our Sri Krishna Dharma. He gave me shelter there, and I was publishing this book. And I think Lalaji also contributed something from my publication. So in this way, I went there with 3 books. Now we have got about 3 dozen books. All beautifully published. We have given enough literature to understand Krishna. Krishna can be understood by the grace of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very easily. Simply by chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. Simply by chanting. Parang Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. But if you want to understand Krishna through philosophy and science, we have got 3 dozen books. So we can convince you both ways. If you are illiterate, if you have no knowledge, chant Hare Krishna and you get enlightenment. And if you think that you want to understand through science and philosophy, there were 3 dozen books. Anyway, it's up. That is our duty. Don't take this moment very, I would say, neglectfully. It is very serious moment. That's the concept. And it is the duty of all Indians. As Chaitanya Mahaprabhu predicted, Bharat Samite Manushya Janma Haila Jaya, Janma Sakta Kari Karo Karo. There is a great need for this moment. For you want hundreds and thousands of people to go outside India and face this fight. And there are customers ready. Wherever we are opening our branches, it appears as if they are awaiting our arrival. Immediately it appears. So there is very great opportunity. You cannot come to the Western countries by your technology. However, you may make some swing machine or cycle or a method of car. We are 100 years ahead. You cannot make any competition by making. If you can give them anything and glorify your country, then it is this moment to support them. Then they will admit that you have something. Wherever I go, they inquire, oh, India is poverty speaking. Oh, you have come from that point. India is advertised as poverty. Yes, in comparison to Western country, it is simply poverty. We have not enough food, not enough house, and above all, we have no milk. India, the land where we hear from Srimad Bhagavatam that by the cow's meal in Vrindavan, there is muddy ground. And in that India, now there is powder. So, my request is that strong men from America, Europe, Canada, now I am coming to Africa, as in Nairobi, Mombasa, and the black men, they are also dancing. And they are asking the Indian people there, say, why did you not give us the sublime message so long? Because there are many Indians in Nairobi and Mombasa. Unfortunately, our family go there. Make some collection and see that I am God, you are God, where you are touching God. God shall loitering in the street. And make the gymnastic and we and God in 6 months. Two things are going on. But nobody was interested. Bhagavad Gita was taught in Europe and America for the last 1,000 years. Many did in English edition. But never Krishna was presented as he is. But as soon as it was presented, Bhagavad Gita as it is, people are accepting. Immediately they are accepting. There is corruption. Otherwise, if you interpret Bhagavad Gita in your own way, concocted way, harabha bhaktasya puto mahatukuna manarathena asutu bhavato bhaji. By mental concoction, you have to come back to the thought of. So, I will not take much of your time. My appeal to you, Bilalaji especially, as he is the head of this preaching, my request to you, all ladies and gentlemen, and also, please try to understand the potency of this abundance of man. And make your country, because this abundance of man is in India. It is surprising that India is not serious about this abundance of man. I have read in one government paper, Krishna is represented as something black aboriginal. And people are sophisticated to worship him. Such article has been published by the gods. An aborigine can give Bhagavad Gita, actually. You see our intelligence. And they are in the government sense. So, it is very unfortunate that we are not taking care of our own treasure, our house of knowledge, and we are trying to get knowledge from technology and be happy. Is there no question of peace unless you understand this law? That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Bhoktaram jagatam kham sarva loko maheshwaram sridam sarva bhutana yatha ma shanti. That is the process of shanti. And it is actually...